Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's reading of the Yuma Sun, Yuma's daily newspaper. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Some of the articles I'll be reading today include a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun, a teen killed in a road rage incident, and Tuesday, the 16th of September, is the last day to mail ballots in the CD7 special election. Before we do the news, let's do the weather. For Tuesday, the 16th of September, it's going to be sunny, a high of 103, a low of 81, and winds out of the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, the 17th of September, partly cloudy, a high of 102, a low of 80, and winds out of the south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for Thursday, the 18th of September, mostly cloudy, a high of 99, a low of 81, and winds out of the south-southeast at 10 miles per hour. Now for the news. First, headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. From the Friday, September 12th edition of the Yuma Sun, Health District launches flu vaccination campaign. The Yuma County Health District began offering seasonal flu vaccines last week as part of its 2025-2026 influenza vaccination campaign. Health officials urged residents to get vaccinated early to help reduce the spread of influenza in the community. Flu shots are available at the district's main office, 2200 West 28th Street, to anyone 6 months and older. The cost is $25 for adults and $10 for children 18 and under. Medicare Part B, Access, and some private insurance plans are accepted with proper identification and an insurance card. This year's trivalent egg-based vaccine is designed to protect against three updated influenza strains, A. Victoria, A. Croatia, and B. Austria. Vaccinations are offered Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Health District's clinic. Services are not available on Friday. The Health District also reminds residents that vaccination helps protect not only the individual, but the broader community by reducing transmission of the virus. For more information on flu prevention and treatment, residents can visit the CDC's seasonal influenza page at cdc.gov/flu. Next, news from the Saturday, September 13th edition of the Yuma Sun. Summerton Bridge. Yuma County is moving forward with its long-needed infrastructure upgrade following the Board of Supervisors' approval of an agreement with the Arizona Department of Transportation for the replacement of the Summerton Avenue Bridge at County 10 and a Quarter Street. The project, funded with $1.3 million from the state's general fund for highway projects, will replace a bridge originally constructed in 1978 that has required frequent and costly repairs. The new bridge is expected to be completed by the end of 2026. The project is the only bridge replacement currently listed in the county's capital improvement plan. Next, from Saturday, sheriff's vehicles go to Welton at bargain price, a move aimed at supporting smaller municipalities with limited resources. The Yuma County Board of Supervisors approved the transfer of three surplus vehicles from the sheriff's office to Welton for $2,500 each. The unanimous decision, made at the board's most recent meeting, authorizes the transfer of a 2019 Ford F-150, a 2018 Dodge Ram 1500, and another 2018 Ford F-150, all previously used by the sheriff's office. Welton Town Manager Richard Marsh said the acquisition comes at a crucial time for the town. "We work with a modest budget, so receiving these vehicles which are still in very good shape, at little to no cost from a larger jurisdiction is a huge help to our team, Marsh said. Next, traffic crackdown. The Yuma Police Department is continuing its traffic safety efforts through Project Drive Safe, with this month's enforcement focus set on East and West 24th Street. Through September 30th, officers will be monitoring the area for several common traffic violations, including speeding, distracted driving, such as texting or using a phone, red light and stop sign violations, and vehicle equipment issues. The initiative, aimed at improving roadway safety and reducing crashes, is part of the department's ongoing efforts to educate drivers and enforce traffic laws throughout the city. Residents looking for updates on local road work and construction-related traffic restrictions can visit the city's website, yumaaz.gov/news, and click on the road construction icon. And finally, from the weekend, sports, prep football. Yuma County football teams yielded an even split in Friday night competition under the lights as Cibola, Gila Ridge, and COFA took home victories, while Antelope, Summerton, and Yuma Catholic were handed defeats. COFA snapped a 27-game losing streak that lasted nearly three full seasons. And that's it for the recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun. Now news from the Monday, September 15th edition of the Yuma Sun. Our first article, Teen Killed in Road Rage Incident. This article by James Gilbert, Sun staff writer. A 17-year-old male pedestrian was fatally struck by a vehicle following a road rage incident in a parking lot near Starbucks on South 4th Avenue Saturday evening. The Yuma Police Department and Yuma Fire Department responded to the scene at 7:57 p.m., where they found the teen unresponsive. Officers and firefighters performed life-saving measures on the victim, but he was later pronounced dead at Onvida, according to YPD spokesperson Officer Hayato Johnson. Police said the investigation into the incident revealed that it began as a dispute between three individuals, which escalated into a fight in the parking lot of the 1500 block of South 4th Avenue. During the altercation, 19-year-old Juan Figueroa allegedly struck the 17-year-old. The name of the deceased has not yet been released, pending notification of family. Figueroa, a resident of Yuma, was arrested and booked into jail on charges of first-degree domestic violence murder and attempted first-degree murder. The second individual involved, a 36-year-old man, was questioned and subsequently released. The YPD Investigations Unit has taken over the case, and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information about the case is urged to come forward. Those with tips can contact the Yuma Police Department at 928-783-4421 or remain anonymous by calling 78-CRIME at 928-782-7463. And this article, Teen Killed in Road Rage Incident. Our next article, Tuesday, September 16th, is the last day to mail ballots in the CD7 special election. This article is from Staff Reports. Tuesday, September 16th, is the last recommended day to mail back ballots for the Arizona 7th Congressional District special election to ensure it reaches the Yuma County Recorder's Office by Election Day, September 23rd. Voters must choose between Democrat Adelita Grijalva and Republican Daniel Boutieris Sr., who emerged as the winners of the July 15th primary election. A slew of candidates are also on the write-in list. Democrat Cheval Lavers, Independent Trista DeGenova, Republicans Jeffrey Jeff Beasley, Avery Block, G. Saville Hatch, and David McAllister. No Labels Party, Nathaniel James Irwin Sr., and James Rose and Daniel Wood, both of whom did not designate a party. The congressional seat was left vacant when longtime Representative Rural M. Gralva died March 13, 2025. Gralva, a Democrat, was elected in the 2024 general election to serve in the U.S. House seat for a term of 2 years. State law requires a special election be held to fill the vacancy. The candidate that wins the general election will fill the CD7 seat for the remainder of the term that expires January 2027. CD7 comprises parts of Yuma County, as well as Cochise, Maricopa, Pima, Pinal, and Santa Cruz counties. Early voting runs through Friday, September 19th at 5 p.m. The recorder's office also serves as an in-person early voting site. It is located at 102 South Main Street. It will remain open until 7 p.m. on Friday, September 19th. For more information, contact the Yuma County Recorder's Office at 928-373-6034. And this article, Tuesday, September 16th, is the last day to mail ballots in the CDC-7 special election. In other news, YUHSD sees continued improvement in retention rate for certified staff. This article by Alex Ibrahimi, Sun staff writer. For the third consecutive year, Yuma Union High School District maintained a successful teacher retention rate. YUHSD reported a certified staff retention rate of 88%. During the district's monthly governing board meeting held on September 10th. The number, which is reflective of staff returning for the current school year after working with the district in the 2024-25 school year, is the highest in modern YUHSD history. Out of 554 certified staff positions, which includes teachers, counselors, dropout prevention specialists, instructional coaches, instructional leaders, and directors, YUHSD had 487 of them return. Among them, 413 out of 475 teachers returned, which is 87%. Our retention rate is something we're very proud of here at the district, YUHSD Executive Director of Human Resources, Bobby Lambert, said at the YUHSD Governing Board meeting. It's a direct reflection of the consistency that our teachers are continuing to build in the classroom with students. It's not just pay. It's everything that we're doing here at the district with employees, making sure that we continue to have every employee feel valued as being an employee here. Numerous factors have likely contributed to the continued return of YUHSD's certified staff members. Increased salaries, including a 3% increase that went into effect July 1st, alternative certification pathways, and more teacher support, such as professional development, leadership advancement opportunities, and professional learning communities. Since 2017-2018, YUHSD teachers have seen an increase of 47% in salary, including a mandated 20% increase from then-Governor Doug Ducey's office in 2020, and an additional 27% approved by YUHSD Governing Board. In addition to salary increases, for the past 3 years, YUHSD's Credentialing and Retaining Educators program has made a difference in helping ease the burden of teacher certification, the district stated. The 2-year program, which aligns with legislation from the state, allows for prospective teachers to get in the classroom after meeting certain criteria and while still actively working towards their teaching certificate. About 37 teachers are currently enrolled in that program. And this article, Why UHSD Sees Continued Improvement in Retention Rate for Certified Staff. And just a reminder, you are listening to the Yuma Sun with Mary Wiegand on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Our next article, Parish Secured After Sunday Mass Incident. Police arrest a man and a woman following the disturbance. This article by James Gilbert, Sun staff writer. A brief disturbance during the 11 a.m. Mass at St. Francis of Assisi Parish on Sunday prompted a swift response from parishioners and the Yuma Police Department. According to YPD spokesperson Sergeant Lori Franklin, the disturbance began when a man entered the church, causing concerns among parishioners with his behavior and his recording video on his cell phone. When approached by parishioners, the individual fled the church and ran into an apartment across the street, with several parishioners following him. They saw which apartment he entered and went to check on him, Franklin said. This led to a verbal altercation outside the apartment between the man and the parishioners. During the exchange, a woman also came to the door, armed with what was later determined to be a BB gun. The YPD was called, and when officers arrived on the scene, the man returned to his apartment. Although he initially refused to come out when ordered by police, he eventually complied. In the meantime, parishioners promptly secured the church. Out of an abundance of caution, YPD advised all individuals inside to remain in the building until the situation was resolved. Parishioners arriving for the 12:30 p.m. Mass were temporarily directed to gather in the parish hall until the earlier service concluded and the scene was cleared. There was no immediate danger or threat of violence at St. Francis, parish officials said in a statement. We are grateful for the quick action of all involved and to law enforcement for their response. Thank you to our parishioners and the community for their prayers. Thanks be to God for the safety and well-being of all. Franklin said the person who caused the disturbance at the church and the woman from the apartment were both eventually arrested. The man for criminal nuisance and the woman for misconduct involving a weapon. The Diocese of Tucson confirmed the incident, which occurred during a Mass at the parish. We are grateful to the individuals in the parish who acted swiftly and directed the person off the property, the diocese said in a statement. The diocese thanks the Yuma Police Department for its quick response and for safely securing the parish community. In response to the incident, the diocese is working with parishes across the region to enhance security measures at churches and schools. Options under consideration include hiring security personnel or involving trained parishioner volunteers with military or law enforcement backgrounds. Despite the disruption, parish officials confirmed that all services and events at St. Francis continued as originally scheduled. And this article, Parish Secured After Sunday Mass Incident. Our next article, Council to Consider Bond Financing for CIP Projects at Meeting This Week. Council may decide to issue $114 million in revenue bonds. This article by Josh Bootson, Sun staff writer. The Yuma City Council will receive a presentation from Stifel Manager Mark Reeder at Tuesday's work session regarding bond financing option for the city's capital improvement plan, followed by the possible introduction of two ordinances on Wednesday authorizing the issuance of $114 million in revenue bonds. The Council will also receive an annual Utilities Department update from Director Jeremy McCall, and present proclamations for the Victims' Rights Committee and Hunger Awareness Month. There are two resolutions on Wednesday's agenda for council consideration, including the opportunity to update and establish the city's capitalization threshold and criteria to identify capital assets for financial reporting purposes, as well as an agreement with Yuma and Cochise counties and the Arizona Department of Public Safety to jointly procure and operate a statewide public safety radio system. The council has the opportunity to adopt 6 ordinances on Wednesday. These include a 5-year lease with Kythe Williams, a real estate agreement with Top Quality Products, and the rezoning of 1749 South Madison Avenue. Also included in the adoption of ordinances consent agenda are the 2024 International Existing Building Code, 2024 International Residential Code, and 2024 International Property Maintenance Code, with amendments determined by the local development community and council direction. After its continuance from the previous meeting, the council will deliberate the introduction of the 2024 International Building Code with recommended amendments, along with the introduction of the 2024 International Fire Code with local amendments. The council can also introduce text amendments regarding accessory buildings and industrial zoning regulations, and rezone a property at the northwest corner of Colorado Street and 20th Avenue to allow a future multifamily development. Finally, the council will hold a hearing to determine compliance with the conditions of approval for rezoning ordinance O-2022-048 for property on the southeast corner of 24th Street and Avenue 7.5E. Wednesday's motion consent agenda includes 9 items: a liquor license for Morisco's La Apoma, a bid award to DWD Construction for the Valley Aquatic Center replaster and renovation for $300,000, cooperative purchase agreements for ground and turf maintenance equipment, fleet service warehouse stock, a Chinook 22-foot 2026 boat, and first aid and medical supplies. The purchase of 2 tethered unmanned aerial systems from Focokite US at a total cost of $160,000. Adoption of the updated 2025 to 2030 Yuma Strategic Plan. A 2-year agreement with the Humane Society of Yuma to provide animal sheltering, enforcement support, and community education services. Tuesday's work session and Wednesday's council meeting will begin at 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers 1 City Plaza. To view and or download the complete agenda and staff reports, go to yuma-az.legistar.com/calendar.aspx. Meetings can be viewed through the following platforms: live on Spectrum Cable Channel 73, or via Teams on a computer or mobile device at yumaaz.gov/public-meetings. Click on Calendar, then select the meeting, and click Join. And this article, Council to Consider Bond Financing for CIP Projects at Meeting This Week. Our final article, Be Humane. Humane Society of Yuma Ambassador Lexi teaches students to be kind to animals. This article by Joyce Lobeck, special to the Yuma Sun. A favorite visitor to Yuma schools is a little dog named Lexi, who is adored by the students. The feeling is mutual. Lexi, accompanied by her human, Frank White, is in her element as an ambassador for the Humane Society of Yuma. Together, they visit schools as part of the Be Humane program, and she has become a bit of a local celebrity. Be humane means acting with compassion, sympathy, and kindness towards people and animals. The Be Humane program is a fundraising and education program in which HSOY will spend a week at a school and conduct age-specific animal welfare presentations in all the classrooms. HSOY hopes that students become more informed about their local animal welfare issues and will hold on to the values and lessons learned from the program. This program is a long-term investment for the community to address pet overpopulation and animal cruelty. This year, the Humane Society of Yuma Be Humane program will teach over 4,500 students, expose them to local animal welfare topics, and hopefully engage them in local philanthropy. Lexi was a natural for the program. We go into a classroom, especially kindergarten and first grade, and the kids get so excited. They mob her and her tail wags. She goes through the classroom and everyone gets to pet her. She just goes along. By the end of the day, she's beat, sacked out on the floor in the classroom. As a precaution, White will ask the teacher if anyone is afraid of dogs or has serious allergies. White also takes Lexi to assisted living centers where the residents love her. She goes into the memory care unit and sits on their laps. Lexi just turned 2. She is a chug, a hybrid cross between a pug and a chihuahua that shows characteristics of both breeds. They are known for being affectionate, playful, and energetic companions with big personalities. About Lexi being a celebrity, she was featured in a photograph in the Yuma Sun with students from Desert View Academy when they raised $10,000 for HSOY during a Be Humane fundraising campaign. And unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this article, Be Humane. Well, we are at the conclusion of today's Yuma Sun program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Thank you for tuning in today for the Yuma Sun. If you missed any part of this program or any of our other outstanding programs, you can go to our website, sunsounds.org, and listen to any of them on demand under broadcast info and audio. You can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and our on-demand programs on the new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android devices. You can hear Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or smart home devices. Please stay tuned for more programming. The Wall Street Journal is next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a wonderful day.